Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Being in lockdown like most of our citizens and trying to celebrate Mother's Day made me think. My mother was so dedicated to my two sisters and me, and of course to my dad. Mom and Dad were married in 1934, and in 1935 I was born. We were living in a small house with no running water, no bathroom, no electricity. But we had an outhouse, and after two or three years, we moved to another farmhouse, and we got running water, electricity, and a bathroom when I was four or five. And when I turned six, I went to a one-room country school, no running water, but two outhouses, and my mother made my lunch each day, and I took that to school. She helped me with my school homework. As I look back, it was not easy. She cooked lunch for my dad and the hired man that worked for us every day. Think about this. The American family is a foundation of our great nation, and our mother's dedication, persistence, and love have served as our inspiration to work hard and to succeed. I went to West Point, graduated, served in the 101st Airborne Division, back to the farm in 1960. 15 years later, I was appointed Illinois State Director of Agriculture. 4 years after that, off to Washington, D.C. to serve as U.S. Secretary of Agriculture for President Ronald Reagan. My mother was always there, encouraging me, coming to D.C. for special ag events. Mom and Dad are both gone now. But Mother's Day made me look back at how important a family can be. That's where we can learn personal responsibility, values, and dedication. Thank you to all the mothers out there. And now to take a quick look at issues of the day. One, look back. Our nation is starting to go back to work. It'll be a slow process. Let's hope it can be done without another surge of coronavirus. Number two, I think President Trump should be careful about how hard he hammers China. We don't want China to back out of our trade deal that we signed this year, and the farm industry has enough trouble already. And number three, House Democrats are pushing a massive $3 trillion relief bill. We're going to talk about that next week, and I am John Block from Washington.